Next item on the agenda, proposed amendments to Regulation 4 VAC 2012-30 pertaining to restrictions on shellfish. Clarify the use of ice during warm water months and other measures pertaining to the tagging of shellfish.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dr. Wesson.
This, I mean, we've been on this regulation for 2 or 3 years now, and it's, we're doing clarifications on it to make it more streamlined and work with law enforcement. The first thing we've done is we've taken the tagging part that was in 1230 and we've switched it into a new regulation. Just the body just moved into a new regulation just on tagging, and that's the 1250. The other thing that we advertised is that we made changes in what we mean by icing, meaning that it's covered by a single layer of ice, because we had some trouble with that with the experimental permit we had for icing in the James River. We've also added a clarification that these warm water restrictions do not pertain to either seed oysters or seed clams. So that, any questions? That's the minor changes that we've made.
Questions of Dr. Wesson?
I have one.
I'm sorry, Mr. Tankard, go ahead, please.
And you didn't mention time of year. When I look through here, is there sometimes that this ordinance would be in effect?
Yes.
Regulation would be in effect?
They are the same as they have been. We have a curfew from May 1st to September 30th. The hours vary with the which month it is, but as an example, May to June 14th is they have to be in by 11.
Right.
Next month, several months, it's 10, and then September it's back to 12. They have to be harvested in for oysters and back for the in refrigeration by that time.
All right.
Further questions? Thank you, Dr. Wesson. This is a public hearing. Does anyone wish to be heard on this matter? I see Department of Health. Dr. Kronenberg, do you wish to address the commission? Good to have you here, sir.
To be here, privilege. My name is Robert Kronenberg, Director of Division of Shellfish Sanitation. And first of all, I'd like to say I really think it's great how well we've been able to work with VMRC staff. And
thank you.
And I would like to make one recommendation, one minor word addition, if I could. And that would be on page 3 of 9 of what you all have. It would be within.
We're talking about the regulation,
the regulation itself.
Would be page 3 of 9?
Yes. 1230-30.
Yours may be
1230-30 in E.
Okay, sir.
Down where it says that trucks and conveyances equipped with mechanical refrigeration capable of and inserting maintaining 45 degrees instead of capable of 45 degrees.
Maintaining.
And the reason being just you might be able to reach 45 degrees in the wintertime, but by putting the word maintain in there, then you can keep it during the warm weather at 45.
All right. Anyone in the audience have a comment in reference to that? All right. So amended, Doctor. Thank you. Once again, this is a public hearing. Does anyone wish to be heard on the matter? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission.
I think you've got one.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I couldn't see you back there, sir, for the computer monitor. Come on up. Good afternoon.
I am Chad Ballard, president of the Ballard Fish and Oyster Company, which does business as Cherryston Aqua Farms and Shankton Shellfish on the Eastern Shore. One, I'd just like to say I'm glad to be here. I know my father served with many of you, and I'm excited to work with you going forward. Second, I'd like to commend the work both the Commission and the Department of Health have done on this document. As an industry, we think it's great and are all for these regulations, which isn't always the case. The one issue I want to bring up is in 1230-30, about the third paragraph down, starting that from May 1st to September 30th, all land-based deliveries of shellfish requiring more than 30 minutes from landing that shellfish. We would recommend that is changed to 1 hour. My feeling is that the majority of the industry is about kind of the realistic time frame is about 35 to 40 minutes. And our feeling is that the regulation should be easily met for most people rather than being just on the curb. We feel that it's going to be much more enforceable that way, and most people will actually follow the regulation rather than barely breaking it each time.
Dr. Kernenberg, would you like to comment on that? Thank you, Mr. Ballard. Always a pleasure to have you here.
Yes, sir. We would support that amendment if it leads towards increased compliance with the regulations, and we would support that change.
Thank you, Doctor. Further comments? They're seeing none. The matters before the committee. I'm sorry, I couldn't see. Ill designed building, Tom. I can't. You got to jump up and run.
I'm sorry we were late getting back here. I just, Tom Galvan, Shooting Point Oyster again. One of the things that was brought up, and I didn't hear all of the amendments, was the requirement to tag in the vessel. Is that addressed at all in the amendment?
That's in the next regulation.
Okay, so I misunderstood, but okay. Well, I guess I'll wait till the next regulation.
There you go.
Again, I apologize.
Thanks. It's a different. It's in there now. It's in that part of the Tom, go ahead. I thought he said y'all had broken it out. Understood. Go ahead and address it now. That's fine.
All right. One of the things that was added. That came to my attention in this modification was a requirement to tag at the harvest area. A number of you have been out on the seaside with us. I understand that for a wild fishery, this is perhaps something that would be appropriate. But when we go out, we go to a specific location, and we are in small, open boats, and because we're good at what we do, typically we come in carrying a lot of weight, and we have to run across a lot of open bays, and a lot of times, like this afternoon, when some inclement weather or a lot of wind comes up on us, we need to get our crew back into the harbor as quickly as possible. The way the regulation reads, if I don't have the tag filled out in a pitching boat in inclement weather in an open boat, that load, or if the wind rips the tag off on the way in, which is also something that's very possible, it says that the officer shall seize that load that we have on deck. If we go down and harvest a couple nets of clams, you know, that could be a $10,000 worth of product. It's a pretty serious hit to anyone's income.
What's the solution?
The solution is to allow us to get to safe port and write the tag at the harbor like we've been doing to go with the load during transport until we get to a dealer or to the facility of the people that own the clams. I don't know why that was added in. I talked to someone.
I know why it was added in, probably because if everybody was as honest as you and the rest of the folks, unfortunately, in law enforcement, you have to make the law for those that are less than honest. I'm not saying at this point that we're still discussing it. Yeah.
But I talked with Shellfish Sanitation. I didn't know if it was perhaps something that the FDA required. It is not. And they had no issue with us tagging at the harbor. And then furthermore, most of our aquaculture operations, and again, I realize that there's regulations flying all over the place. The industry is going through growing pains, as we saw for 4 hours this morning. But there needs to be some consideration for our industry, because I do think that we're bringing in a lot of the product that's coming in, volume-wise and financial numbers-wise as well. And I think that having some reasonable things that don't jeopardize us, why this needs to be tagged. The point I was getting to is that my oyster operation, the marine police officer, can watch where we harvest the oysters and watch where we come into Bayford to unload them. There's no hiding. My boat goes about 4 knots, so it's no escaping. The seaside, some of our ground is within sight of Quimby Harbor. Most of it isn't, but we go to a specific location. We're not going from creek to creek, maybe harvesting. I mean, I grew up commercial fishing. I understand sometimes you need to shift gear around. You need to go to different locations. But that's a, by changing, potentially changing the language to give the Marine Patrol officer in January or February when it's 40 degrees out, if it said may instead of shall, then they would have that leeway in determining, well, a tag got ripped off or the wind just picked up 30 miles an hour. I'm going to cut these guys a break, but hey, make sure you write your tag as soon as you get a line on the dock. Or sit in the harbor floating and write a tag.
Well, let me do this. Let me go to the well one more time. Dr. Kronenberg, I'm glad you're here today. Because I want you to know, we don't get any pleasure sitting up here making honestly making regs that are not intended to do what our experts say need to be done. That's everybody knows me knows that. Go ahead, Doc.
Okay, thank you. If they harvest from one harvest area, we would have you could come back to the dock and label, put one tag on as a bulk harvest tag, and that would meet the NSSP, and that would be fine. But if the harvester goes from one harvest area to another harvest area, then you would need to identify the first harvest area before you went to the next harvest area. But harvest areas, that's the designation of harvest areas, is in flux, I would say, at this point.
Good way of putting it.
Right.
Mr. Fox, you had a comment, sir?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, relating to Mr. Gallivan's comments, it would seem to me if he knows where he's going, couldn't he fill out the majority of the tag before he leaves port going out?
I could fill out the majority, sir, but I don't know exactly how many I would catch that particular day. I don't know exactly what time, depending on the tide and the wind and our ability to get on the clams or oysters, clams in particular, what time that would occur at. So having to fill out those two extra things. I mean, I do fill out my tags. I have my harvester number and the location before we leave the harbor, but I don't know the time and the other things. And again, we're in little teeny open boats in 24-foot Carolina skiffs with nothing but safety equipment and baskets in them. We don't have a wheelhouse or a cabin or any of that stuff.
Okay. What about the scenario that he mentioned? As soon as you leave one place, go to your next place, could you then do the...
It's not particularly applicable to us.
Yep. Well, it seems to me that back in the old days of rock fishing, when we were tagging rockfish, you came across the term as soon as practicable. And practicable allows a lot of leeway for both the fisherman, if he's honest, and the Marine police officer to exercise discretion. Would that language work, Doc?
I think if you leave, I'm not sure if it would or not. Under the NSSP, if you're working in a relatively small creek and you go from a relatively small area, even though they're different pieces of ground that you designate, if they're within close proximity, you could still call it the same harvest area. It's not like it has to be, you know, this 100 by 100 square foot area. And then the next one, another 50 feet away, isn't a part of the same harvest area. We're not, if you're within the same sort of general area, then you're within the way harvest area is being used right now, it's all the same harvest area. It may not be the same flat ground the way the aquaculturist has laid it out, but it's still within the same
harvest area as far as NSSP is concerned.
Right, and that will really come back also to the commission. You know, if you look at, you ever want to determine what harvest areas are called, right now harvest areas are fairly large.
Sure, Julie, come on. You got to come up. I need you on the record and state your name, please.
Julie Henderson. Time's not required on the shell stock tag. So Tom's concerned about what time he's going out, what time he's landing. The only thing he would have to add would be the quantity. So if he pre-filled out that one tag, that should be.
The BMRC tag that we were given a sample of has time.
It does, okay.
Then disregard it, then, apparently. Right, Jim?
I mean, we've just been playing with some words, and if we change it to as soon as possible after, rather than saying and before, as soon as possible after leaving any distinct harvest area, or?
Whatever works. All I'm trying to do is satisfy NSSP and FDA and my hard-working friends in the watering industry. Yes, sir. Come on up here, Kent. You got to get you on record, bud. Appreciate it.
Kent Carr. I was at the meeting with the FDA and the health department when we discussed this about a year or two ago, and that's why we came up with the bulk tag and the other tag. The bulk tag was for when we go out and catch a boatload and get to the dock. Then if you get to the dock, my understanding is when you put them in separate bags, if you're carrying 10 bags to one dealer, you put the one tag on each 10 bags. But the reason the bulk tag was made was to get to the dock so we wouldn't have that problem.
Makes sense to me.
And I think that's the solution to this problem.
All right, thanks. Jim, can you wordsmith that? Tom, did you want to speak? Yeah, absolutely. Let's get this thing right.
Walker with J.C. Walker Brothers. I'd like to thank VMRC and Health Department. There's been a lot of bending and flexibility, and this has been going back and forth for a few years now. But what has been missed on here is we've generated an oyster regulation, and for the most part it seems to be working. The clam industry asked to be included. We were not forced into this. We didn't really have to do this, or we could probably be completely off the cart right now. But because there's been 7 Vibrio instances, I believe, in 5 years in clams, none of them have been considered an outbreak, as an industry, we're very concerned. And being that we asked and we came in late in the game, what has not happened is we have not had a group of clammers sit down formally with the agencies and work through this clamming situation. It just bounced back and forth and here and there and comments coming from the side. Mr. Wesson doing the best he can do to field issues coming from the health department, coming from us. It's been one kind of continual ricochet of information that's been compiled into a situation that is really difficult for staff to put together and more difficult for enforcement to live with. Enforcement's in a bad situation. We're in a bad situation. What concerns me most on this tagging is I would like the commission to try to realize that a wild clammer goes and the weather's inclement, he can go home. Our business is very competitive. Lots of times we don't have a choice to go home. We have to produce. These guys are out in 3 and 4 foot seas, 35 degree water, icing conditions sometimes on the boat, and you get to the dock, and lo and behold, the tag is missing. And the regulation says the officer shall destroy the load. Well, that's not fair to anybody. It puts the officer in a horrible situation. And like Mr. Galvan says, some of our boats come in with $10,000 worth of product on them. Guys are freezing cold, soaking wet, and the darn tag is gone. There's got to be a better way to work around this. Right now, we're just barely managing to get by the way this regulation is written. It's not working for the wild harvester. It doesn't quite work for us. We need to have something written up that works for both industry, the wild clammer, who's in a completely different situation than us, and then something for us written up so each different group of people can function in a rational manner. So I'm asking the commission to consider directing your staff to go back to the VM Health Department this fall when these regs go out and everybody has time to sit down and try to really work something up for the clamming industry that works and for everybody, not just us, the wild guys, too. We all need to understand the difference between the little, unfortunately, the small portion of wild clamming that's left is a completely different industry than the culture clam industry. So when you start combining them two and you drop us in on the bottom side of the oyster rig, it just doesn't write up very well.
What do we do in the interim during this summer? During the
do the best we can do, and please don't make us tag stuff out on our ground. Give us the leeway to let our crews come to the harbor and put that tag on there. The last thing any culture clam people want is a Vibrio incident. And again, we have asked to be included into this. We're not trying to dodge the bullet here.
Questions, Mr. Walker? Mr. Robbins?
Mr. Chairman, just in the interim, would it work to incorporate the language that Dr. Wesson has, that is, that they be tagged as soon as practicable after leaving the area, but before
it was
simply before offloading?
It was before it was worded that we had to do it on the ground. It was working that we were tagging at the harbor right prior to unloading.
Okay, so if it said as soon as practical after leaving the harvest area, but before offloading.
Sure.
Is that interim
language?
We're
really dealing with this summer. It's potential high winds and electrical storms.
I mean, here's the last thing, as Mr. Walker's indicated, if they do something that ends up causing bad things to occur, the only thing they're doing is putting the gun to their heads.
Right.
I mean, it's one of those situations where there's absolutely no, from the honest perspective, there's no advantage of hurting yourself or cheating. None. So I think that we should go along the same route that you suggested, Mr. Robbins, and then get the group together in the fall and try to hash it out. Dr. Wesson?
I mean, we made a little bit of change just to say as soon as possible after leaving any harvest area, but before harvesting from another harvest area or offloading.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other comments? And very good comments. I said we're trying, it seems like it's almost a struggle where we're going in 14 different directions, but at the same time we're trying to get it right. And I think going in this direction versus just shutting the door is not the right thing to do, so we want to get it right. All right, so do we have a modified reg now that the commission can act upon?
It would be the recommendations as it is best for the one you have, just with that wording change on the tagging and the 60 minutes instead of 30 minutes and maintaining that 45 degree for the refrigeration device.
Matters before the commission. Mr. Bowden?
I just have a comment. You alluded to striped bass earlier tagging. Law enforcement had a problem with that wording about as soon as possible, and you changed it to
practical.
You had to be tagged as soon as possible at the place of capture. Does law enforcement feel all right with this?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, because we changed the other one, striped bass one, because of that comment.
We're fine. Matters before the commission. Mr. Tankard.
Move to approve these two regulations as amended by staff in conversation.
Is there a second?
I second it.
By Mr. Bowden. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries, and we will be working to do more toward the fall. Thank you very much.